Would you ever call it anything else?
Well, no, not yet, I wouldn't.
What about couch? You wouldn't consider this a couch at all?
No, I wouldn't call it a couch myself, because I don't consider it that way, you know, couch.
What about lounge? Lounge.
Well, no, I wouldn't call it a lounge.
Or what about a sofa?
Well, I might call it a sofa, yes.
And then that room in there is the
bedroom.
And what are these things?
Well, we call them blinds. Mm-hmm. Or shades. You could call them shades, either one. Mm-hmm. I call them both, I guess.
Yeah.
And the shades.
In your bedroom, where do you keep your clothes? What do you call the place where you
wardrobe.
Keep your clothes? Wardrobe. Uh-huh. Now, is that built-in or is it movable?
It's built-in.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had a movable thing to keep your clothes in, you know, hang your clothes, what would you call that?
Well, I would call it, still call it a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You never use clothes press?
No.
That's what we use back uh-huh. home, all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, now my parents would, you know. They never call it wardrobe, but I've always called it wardrobe. I never call it clothes press.
Uh-huh.
I probably did when I was home, you know,
yeah.
as a child.
What do you call the room right under the roof of a house? Usually a big room where you store things in it.
Storeroom.
Well, I think there's a...
Attic.
Yeah, it's attic. Mm-hmm. And this out here is the...
Kitchen.
Sometimes, especially in older houses, you find a little room off the kitchen where the woman of the house stores staple things and maybe some pots and pans and so on.
Pantry, we'd call it.
Now, in your bedroom, what do you call the thing that has the big mirror on it?
Dresser.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you usually do when you come home? Well, now, this may be a little bit difficult. Since you have a job, Saturday mornings, what do you usually do? You get up and go through the house and what?
I just go through the house and I go to the kitchen.
Yes, but I mean, you pick up the newspapers and put them away and so on.
Yes,
straighten
them out. That's what you usually do.
Do you ever, back home we say red up?
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use that, red up?
No, I don't. Straighten up is usually what I usually use.
Uh-huh. What do you sweep with?
A broom or mm-hmm. a broom or sweeper, of course. It's according to what I'm using, or you know, what I'm sweeping.
I think he wants to ask a question or something. No. In your kitchen, you kept your broom here. You would say that the broom is kept where?
Standing up mm-hmm. in the kitchen.
In what location?
Corner.
But what if this is not a corner, though?
The wall.
With respect to the door, you would say the broom
behind the door.
Yes, yes. What do most people do early Monday mornings? They get up, and most women get up, and, well, mothers and wives get up and do the
washing.
Mm-hmm. And